It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Wednesday. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Odson with you, back from a night of a lovely night of baseball at the Chuck. Great weather.
Started on time, too, right?
Started on time.
Yeah, it kind of turned into a nice little evening
last night. It did. You know, Creighton announced like 4,200 last night. I kind of felt like there was more. I don't know. There was good energy in the park.
I demand a recount.
Yes, that's right. Go back. Try it again. Recount. Nebraska demanding a recount on the season series this year, but they will find upon recounting that they lost all three times.
Okay.
Yeah. I've already counted.
Well, good thing it's not a rivalry.
Doug is here on YouTube.
Hi, Doug.
He is the guy who's been on the pitchers shouldn't be allowed to warm up in between innings. Because it's wasteful.
Or should be done warming up by the time they get onto the playing
field.
That's right.
So here he is. Okay, last night. Now, he is shown his receipts here, so we appreciate that, at least, Doug. He says, okay, last night, Creighton and Nebraska used 8 pitchers each. That is true. When Nick told me that later on in the broadcast, probably 7th, 8th inning or something like that, he's like, yeah, they're up to 16 pitchers. And I'm like, that kind of doesn't feel like it. I don't know. We've been moving along at an okay pace tonight. It says they use 8 pitchers each. Only 7 of those changes were mid-inning changes, though. It took about 3.5 minutes each. I timed them. So 4.5 minutes of your life are gone. I don't know where the math's on that one. If it was 3.5, I thought it was just 3. Anyway, a 3-hour game could have been almost 30 minutes shorter. 24.5 minutes of your life just gone. Watching pitchers warm up on the mound when they've already warmed up in the bullpen. And Doug says, I will not reference this again. You're welcome. He says, I have gotten the last word on this. I am correct. And we will not be talking about it anymore. As Jeff writes in on the text line, what a weird hill to die on, Doug. Move on.
We're getting a good bit of mileage out of Doug's hill to die on.
I agree. You could stay on the hill however long as you want.
14 runs, 16 pitchers, 3 hours.
Will I deny
you
the
gotta,
fact
you gotta that, take that.
That there are many seemingly pointless things that happen to take up time in a baseball game? Yes. Sure. I will not deny that. That does happen.
What time did the first inning end?
longer after Nebraska wanted it to.
Sure.
That's for sure. I don't get it, man. I mean, I left that game last night probably more confused than ever. Now, I will say this. Let's get right into it here. So, it's got to be sort of an empty feeling if you're Creighton because they swept the season series and they're excited. But, you know, there is the thing where they're going to have to really get hot in the last 3 weekends of Big East play. I mean, they're going to have to probably pull off 2 sweeps or 2 out of 3s and then a sweep. In order to make their conference tournament. If they do that, they're probably in good shape for an at-large bid. But if they don't, it's going to be, you know, they probably will just be ignored. So it's got to be sort of an empty feeling for them, even though they swept Nebraska and they've played well against them. I will say this. After watching them play now 3 times, and I know that the pitching is odd and you know, it's classic Creighton, Nebraska, Tuesday night stuff. I do think Creighton is better. Like, I think Creighton is like a marginally better team. I think Nick and I talked about this when we were leaving last night. If they played a weekend series and all the best pitchers were available and you did it, you know, you did it big, whether it was in Omaha or whether it was in Lincoln, I think Creighton would win 2 out of 3. I think they would not win on Friday. And then I think that Creighton would win the other games of the series. I think they are better. That's just my opinion. Whatever. It might not matter. I mean, because, you know, it certainly doesn't, I guess. That's just speculation. Because Creighton won all 3 of the games and Nebraska is where they are. I will say this about Nebraska and what people think about them in terms of perspective for the NCAA tournament. I certainly like where they're at from an at-large bid perspective. Like, I think that's an NCAA tournament team, just as I think Creighton is certainly good enough to make the NCAA tournament, but their resume isn't going to be good enough, it seems, at this point. I think the view, like, the talk about Nebraska hosting is just out of control. That is not happening. That is straight up not happening.
And, seems difficult.
And yeah, I mean, they're what, 3-6 in the midweek now, and you know, losses to you know, a couple of losses to Kansas, and you know, Creighton is a mid-50 RPI team. Not that that's the worst thing in the world. To are they're right on 50, I think, as of this morning. Not that those are horrible losses or bad losses really at all, but like, they just, you know, outside of what they did to put themselves, they jumped out in front as far as the RPI was concerned right at the beginning of the season with a couple nice wins down in Texas, and they've just kind of hung on from there. I don't think at all that team will be in a position to host a regional. I think they're probably in the really, you know, murky waters of what we talk about for NCAA bubble teams, which in baseball, that means you're probably, you know, in the 3 range, you're in the back end of the 2 range. Like, I think that's where when we get more data and we continue, we finish the season, because Nebraska's, you know, RPI is only going to get worse as we go because of the teams that we're playing. So they've been able to hold on to their top 25, maybe their top 40 by the time the season ends or something, because they're going to lose some games. They're not going to win them all, right? And so that's an NCAA tournament team, but like, hosting is crazy. They're not hosting a regional, and you know, their best case scenario is to be a 2 somewhere. Although if you're a 2 or you're a 3, it doesn't freaking matter. Like, who cares?
Right.
You're playing
very interchangeable in that
exact
tournament.
And Nebraska's got the pitcher to win that game on the first game of the regional anyway. So who cares? You know, it's all about where you're placed. But I do think Creighton's a little bit better. And, you know, Creighton might not be in the dance because of just their margin for error. They're 4 teams that make their conference tournament. They had a detrimental pitcher injury, and they have had trouble piecing it together. And there's been a couple instances where they just flubbed it. You know, they just stubbed their own toe. And so there's no margin for error. It's the same goes for Nebraska. There's no margin for error for Northern schools who really have to try to game the RPI system to get into position to make the at-large in the NCAA tournament. And if you don't make the conference tournament, you're not going to be recognized. And so there's very little gap in between the very top of the Big East and the middle, and then, you know, when you get close to the bottom of the Big East. So you have to win enough games to get to your conference tournament. The margin for error is probably where Creighton's going to get left out on the other side. Also this, I think we can put the whole Nebraska doesn't care thing to bed. Nebraska had all the reason in the world to want to win that game, avoid the sweep, and, you know, they jumped out on top of the first in the first and excited about that. Like, you could tell by those players' energy on both sides. Like, they both want to. So it's a stupid thing in the first place, but I thought it was last night was another good example of it. And for Creighton, like, what was their motivation to win that game? To sweep Nebraska.
Should have saved everything for St. John's this weekend.
They don't care.
Probably.
I mean, if they lost that game, they still own 2 wins against Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They only have 1 loss in the midweek if they lose last night. And there's, you know, but nothing can change the fact, outside of weekend wins, that they're going to be straddling the edge of their conference tournament. Nothing that happens on Tuesday and Wednesday can change that. So Creighton had minimal motivation, I think, just from my viewpoint, to win that game. So like I said, Nebraska had all the reason in the world to care about that game, and, you know, flubbed it in the first inning. Like,
or
lost a ball in the sun, you know, or dropped the ball in the sun by a left fielder who hadn't played that much this year, and then a sky high pop up on the infield that they completely botched, and then 4 straight hits, you know, for Creighton, as they were super aggressive. And, you know, Ty Horn only got 2 outs. They didn't get enough out of that. Creighton got enough out of their Tuesday, Wednesday guys that they go to.
I did think they would try and find, like, an innings eater. Like,
they did.
After they scored 6 in the first.
You talking about Nebraska or Creighton?
Creighton. Like, just Can you hang? Can you give us four or five innings and hang the hell on, well, so we have enough bodies to win at St. John's?
Well, they brought in, so they got 5 1/3 out of Wendt, Pino, and Lamb.
Okay, okay.
Those guys are always pitching on. So they got 6 out of Wendt, Pino, Lamb, and Sainer, and then you pieced it together for a few outs. And then you were always going to turn it over to Hammond and Cook because those are the back end guys. You know, Nebraska used their best relievers in the back end of the game. They were just dead by the time they got there. You know, Worthley gave up the home run. And Frelick was good and Dice was dominant, but by the time they got there, Nebraska was lucky to get the 3 innings out of Caleb Clark, who did a really good job of stabilizing them. But, I mean,
no Nebraska pitcher threw more than 31 pitches.
Yeah. And the thing about Clark is he did that in he did the 31 pitches in 3 innings.
Yeah.
Like he got he totally straightened them out. You know, they got through 3 2/3 with the 2 guys, and one of them was 3 innings. So
11 batters faced, 31 pitches.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they were. I don't know. It's very confusing. It's very, very confusing. And I think both of those teams probably leave that game very, very empty.
Mm, yeah.
It's just, you know, hopefully for Creighton, like they can transfer it into some momentum, but that's already been proven a few times throughout the season that they can't carry that. Even the weekend.
I just picture those Blue Jay players staring at the wall when they got home last night, like, we're 27-4 in the non-con, and we're out on the outside looking in right now.
Yeah. Yippee writes in on the YouTube. He says, Creighton is better but can't win in the Big East. I think that's like a sarcastic, like, really? This is what you're saying? This is what you're telling me right now?
That's the way it feels.
That is what I'm telling you. I know it seems hard to believe, but that is what my eyes are telling me, and I'm just going to go with my eyes.
Again, like basketball, if only there was a metric to determine whether Creighton or Nebraska was the better team. If only there was some piece of video or data we could go on to determine.
But people will deny that too, because they'll say it's the midweek and it's not real.
Well, Creighton and Nebraska basketball only play one time, Creighton. Josh?
Unfortunately, those games count. And like I said, just going off my eyes here, I think Creighton would win a weekend series against Nebraska, too. I think they're better. I think they're a better baseball team.
I don't think Creighton is capable of winning a weekend series against anyone.
well, when you attach
maybe
the Big East
UMass
logo to their sleeve, then it gets very, very difficult for them all of a sudden.
Ah, Big East logo.
I'm way thrown off by this. So, super weird. Super weird. Glad we played, though. And glad we got a good crowd in there. Glad Nick got in his weird things that he said, or at least a couple of them. That was nice. And, but another very, very odd night at the ballpark for those two teams. It's Creighton and Nebraska, so it's going to be weird every
Always
single
is.
Time. Creighton needed it, Nebraska needed it, and Creighton found a way to win 3. So they've won 10 out of 12 in the series. They swept them in 18. They swept them this year.
Play a weekend series, cowards.
They should. I don't know if it's actually doable. You would have to probably do it in late March.
And here's the fun thing. Do like Friday night at the Chuck, Saturday at Haymarket,
and then
Sunday at Tao,
just to get
weird.
Or reconstruct Rosenblatt in the aggregate or something like that. We were talking about it a little bit last night. You know, we were, because Rob came in and he was like, man, remember when they used to play at Rosenblatt and how big of a deal these games used to be? And we're just like, yeah, that's always the thing that I think about every time. And I don't know what it is. You know, college baseball, with those two teams moving to different worlds, and I think the Big Ten is taking some juice out of Nebraska. I think the Big East is taking some juice out of Creighton. And, you know, moving the stadium where it was, you know, it was just you knew kind of what to expect and what you were going to get, and it was home, and it was very Omaha, right? And, you know, it college baseball just in general around here has just, I don't know. I don't, maybe it's just the lack of Nebraska making deep runs into the tournament over the, and Creighton being sporadic in their appearances in the tournament over the last several years, but it doesn't feel as big anymore. That's very sad to me because I remember growing up and going to those games and yelling at whoever was out there and, going to Omaha Royals games and all that stuff at Rosenblatt too. So on Twitter, by the way, JTech Instructions on Twitter feed, the Amazing Daniel writes in.
Hello, Amazing Daniel.
At Happer Show. So you're saying Nebraska ball is better than Purdue.
And I responded, you're right.
Josh, I don't know what you're saying. I am not saying that. I'm saying that my eyes tell me, not necessarily based on exclusively the results of the games, although those go in Creighton's favor, my eyes tell me that Creighton is a better team than Nebraska is.
Creighton-Nebraska basketball was the national championship game last year.
Also, we get this from True Husker Pod. A lot of Nebraska fans commented on the various videos that Creighton threw up on the board last night, depicting like a Nebraska logo and a Creighton logo, and it would be like a Creighton logo stomping out a Nebraska logo or whatever it is. What? Scenes from various movies and things like that.
Okay.
And then they came up with the graphic last night. So the graphic was obviously different.
Oh, hey, this is from Super Mario Brothers. Look at this.
Yeah. So this is a template that Creighton uses for every game. On Sunday, where that Nebraska logo is, there was a Georgetown logo.
Oh, okay.
It didn't quite hit the same, and there was nobody at the game for you to tell to tell you this. But I was there. I saw it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen different logos on that many times. So don't flatter yourselves. Don't flatter yourselves.
Rent free.
Somebody's rent free somebody. Somewhere. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
You were saying Creighton is better. Well, Matt Rule says having a team that's better on Tuesdays and Wednesdays than they are on the weekend is a bad thing. Nebraska baseball doing it right.
All right, you might be onto something there.
Another text from the 402. Nebraska lost last night and still improved their tourney chances by moving up a spot in the RPI. It's so weird.
What
we're doing. But that's the game, right? Because that's all I saw last night after the game. It was like, well, congratulations on beating the hell out of us three times in like mildly dramatic fashion in a couple of them. Congrats, but you'll be at home in the first weekend in June. True. I mean, probably true at this point. So, yeah, it's an empty feeling, I think, for both sides.
I guess Creighton fans do get to laugh at Nebraska sitting at home for the
second weekend. later
weekends in March. So,
yeah,
same idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, 402-951-1620. Get in touch with the show. Call or text that number. Tweet at Happer Show at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Email Connor at 1620thezone.com or Josh O at 1620thezone.com in the Equitable Bank inbox. We have already said good morning to our YouTube crowd this morning, but
it's
lively. Hello. Yeah, Josh already had to ban somebody this morning.
It was a timeout. It was a timeout.
Yeah.
I tried not to ban.
Some comments about Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. In these uncertain
times.
Which
we may have welcomed it, you know, not that specifically, but. Yeah. Also, Yippie commenting on my Capri Sun drinking methods.
That's right.
Says, aren't you supposed to just squeeze the pouch in one drink? No, I'm
not a child.
In my old age, I'm a sipper.
Yeah.
I'm a sipper.
Capri Sun is a sipping drink.
Theo says, would rather lose than win with no class like the Jays. No, the classless Jays.
I have a theory on that.
What's your theory, Josh?
No other fan base talks to Nebraska fans the way that Creighton fans do. Like, Missouri fans, during their rivalry, quote-unquote, with Nebraska, there was always a reverence for Nebraska and you know, the handshake of rivalry with I respect Oklahoma, you know, those things. Creighton fans don't care about that.
I think you're absolutely onto something, Josh. I mean, there is this is a long-standing tradition that these two teams have a history with each other. And with the teams moving conferences, you lose that history. Mm-hmm. It's almost like having some consistency and playing somebody every single year makes it feel more important in games that aren't actually important but feel important. It's almost like Conference realignment is stupid. Thank you. Thank you. Bring back the Big Ten West. Or bring back the Big 12 North, for that matter. All right. Today on the show, we'll talk to Robin Washington in a couple minutes about Nebraska basketball's newest...
got a big man.
Roster member. Mitch Sherman coming up at the bottom of the hour, talking some football with him, and getting your questions for the tweet bag, which is coming up at noon at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Today, we do have a little pot sweetener.
Oh, yeah.
Le Voltaire. $50 to Le Voltaire. Could be coming your way. Just ask a question. Josh will slide in the DMs after the show. Send those our way at Happer Show. We'll open it up at noon. Welcome to it on a Wednesday. A lot of things to get to today, including, well, bees.
Not the bees.
Not the bees. Like father, like son, Shedeur Sanders doesn't even know who his teammates are. Nebraska changing sidelines in football. Mike Trout? Oh, no. Mike Trout. A mild instance of panic yesterday for Nebraska football fans. And if we get to it, some revenue sharing as well that we haven't got to
Exciting. Quite
yet this week. We'll be back with Robin on the Connor Happer Show next on 1620 The Zone.